B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Let's bring in the man who's covered the Phils in Clearwater, and he covers them for the Philadelphia Inquirer, Matt Breen, on the Comcast Business Hotline, Beyond Fast. Matt, how we doing down there today? Off day today?
Yeah, nice off day down here. Can't complain. In Florida, so no complaints here. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing good. Now, let's talk about where we are, first of all, with this the coronavirus and how it's impacting people down there, and what may happen more than what they've already done.
Yeah, so what's happening right now is not, like, the average fan might not even notice. The players aren't instructed not to sign autographs. That happened over the weekend. And then yesterday it was that the clubhouses were closed to the media, so you had to go through a PR person to ask them if they could get, say, Bryce Harper, and they would bring Bryce Harper out to you to talk to. And for one day, it worked. It's really important to our jobs to have access to the clubhouse. That goes without saying. But for one day, it worked, and I think you need to separate yourself. As important as it is for our jobs to have access to the clubhouse, it's also, it's not the time to cry about it or to really fight against it when there's this global epidemic going on. And then, but more importantly, for people, non-sports writers are concerned, the season begins 2 weeks from tomorrow, and I would be stunned if the Phillies are opening up the season in Miami with people in the stands, even though there's not a lot of Miami Marlins fans, but people in the stands and everything's normal. It's just trending in that way. And just for example, I asked Andy McPhail yesterday, are you confident that your ballpark is safe for fans? And he said, I don't know. So if the team president can't tell you that his ballpark's safe, I just don't see how this is going to keep going on as per normal for much longer.
Wow, that's really interesting. So baseball, where you get the major crowds for opening day, may experience no crowds at all. We'll have to see how that happens. But what about within the clubhouse? Why is there no worries within a clubhouse? There's a lot of people in there right now.
Yeah, there's still 60-some-odd players in the clubhouse. There's clubhouse staff, there's PR people that go through there, there's coaches, obviously, and trainers. The only people that are being told to keep out are non-essential employees, which is a lot of minor league staff, some front office staff, but I have a hard time believing that Matt Klentak is banned from the clubhouse if he wanted to go in there, and writers and reporters. So it's not a cure, keeping the writers out. I think you'd be a fool to think that, the players are safe just because 8 beat writers are blocked out. But that's an argument for another day. I mean, they were off today, so we don't even know how it would have been handled today. But I'm not going to, get on my soapbox about being kept out of the clubhouse yesterday. We'll check back, 4 months from now or next year, and then that's a different argument.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
I've had a lot of conversations with people about the Phillies, and a lot of people are optimistic that they're going to be a better team than last year. They won 81 games last year, and Gabe Kapler's the manager. And I always say, really? It's going to be easy to be better than what they are? Well, yeah, they have to be, blah, blah, blah. So I want to get your opinion. Like, right now, what you've seen in spring training, the record's pretty good. Have you lifted your expectations for this team?
No, my expectations before spring training were they were a 500 ball club last year. They finished in fourth place, and they didn't do a whole of a lot this offseason. I know they got Zach Wheeler and they got Didi Gregorius, but they still came in the camp with a lot of question marks and a lot of, we can win, 9-10 more games, which is what you need to make the playoffs. Mm-hmm. If that happens, then.
Right.
Today was probably one of the biggest blows they could have had in camp with Sir Anthony Dominguez having a setback.
Yes.
He's going to be reevaluated tomorrow. Like I said earlier, opening day is 2 weeks away. I can't imagine him being on that roster and how important he is to that bullpen, because the Phillies did not upgrade their bullpen this offseason. They've signed a bunch of guys, veterans on minor league deals. They invited some prospects to camp, hoping to find, at the end of this, eight guys. And it's a hard look right now, 2 weeks away from camp, to find eight guys. And when the most important pitcher of those eight guys, Sir Anthony Dominguez, isn't going to be ready, that's even more of a concern.
And that's what I've been telling people, that there's so many guys that they're counting on to be better. And let's look in the field. First of all, they're counting on the first baseman to be better. They're counting on getting production from the center fielder, and they're counting on the left fielder coming back healthy. But in the pitching staff, they're counting on 3 through 5. And beyond 3 in the bullpen. Because right now, all you look at it, you go, okay, I know I got 3. Now, where do I get 5 others? Can they win more than 85 games? That's the number they're setting in Vegas. Are they likely to do that? At least that?
Maybe, but 85 wins is the same as 75 wins, really. You don't get anything for it. You're not going to the playoffs if you win 85 games.
But a lot of people are betting the over, I guess. That's why I asked that question. So they'll get that out of it.
Yeah, I don't know if they, because it's going to take 90 to get to the playoffs. Can they win 85? Maybe. Is Joe Girardi 4 wins better than Gabe Kapler, and that bumps you up to 85? Maybe. But it really, like you said, it's not just Sir Anthony Dominguez that you were counting on. It's Reese Hoskins, Zach Eflin, Nick Pivetta, and Vince Velasquez. And two of those guys might have good seasons this year. But the likelihood that all three are going to have good seasons, it's just, there's too much we're counting on this to happen this year. Instead of, like, maybe if you're a contending team, you can look at one or two areas where you need to improve. They needed to improve almost across the board. And I think there's just too many things that have to go right for this team to win 90 games.
Is there the fear that Sir Anthony Dominguez needs this surgery after all?
Well, he almost needed Tommy John surgery last summer. He saw Dr. James Andrews, who is obviously, when you see Dr. James Andrews, it's usually not good news, but he came out of that not needing it. And now the first worry is possibly that tomorrow is a big day. He's going to be reevaluated tomorrow. They're being very cautious. If this was another pitcher, it probably wouldn't be as big of a concern, but a guy with elbow issues from last year is what makes it a big deal. He pitched Sunday against the Blue Jays, came in Monday saying, I had discomfort, red flags immediately went up, didn't throw Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and now tomorrow's the big day.
All right, I'm going to go through just a player association game with you. I'm just going to shoot players at you. You give me your opinion on what you've seen. Let's start with Hoskins.
Mike.
Yes. All right, lost you there for a second.
My phone hit mute. That was my
phone. Oh, okay. All right, so I just gave you name. Reese Hoskins.
Yes. He's working this spring on a new stance, is adjusting the hands. First he went way down. Now he's bringing his hands a little bit higher. So he's doing something. He's tinkering, and there's a chance that we'll find out next month if this pays off. It's hard to tell in spring training, but he's at least trying something.
Okay. Kingery, who I'm not seeing much of in spring training.
No, and it's hard to look at spring training numbers. I I just hate to sound like I'm protecting him, but for the season, he's going to be playing a set position, and the Phillies believe that's going to lead to offensive success. Scott Kingery does, so there's at least reason to believe that should, and like same with Hoskins. We're going to find out if playing second base every day helps him have a better offensive season.
All right, Haseley.
He's in competition. This surprised me. So he, at the winter meetings, Matt Klentak pretty much christened Adam Haseley the opening day center fielder. Yesterday, Joe Girardi said there's a competition between Roman Quinn and Adam Haseley for the center field job. So it's not the most encouraging news that this kid had the job in December but doesn't have it in March. So he could be on the starting lineup on opening day, but right now it could be Roman Quinn.
All right. Matt, be safe down there. Enjoy your day off.
Thank you.
And we'll talk to you up the road. Thanks. And we'll see you next week. Hopefully we see you next week, because that's in jeopardy even.
It is.
All right, bud. We'll talk to you.
Thanks, Mike.
There's Matt Breen covering the Phillies.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.